Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, plenty happening around the country this week that just didn't quite make the national headlines and the front pages. And Breakfast Briefing presenter Shane Beattie is here to tell us about those great nuggets that we might have missed. Indeed. How are you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, yeah. Any plans for the weekend?
No, I've nothing. I might give Dry January a go.
You're starting now on what, the 17th?
Mid-dry January. I might try it and see how I get on.
See how you get on. Yeah.
You want it on?
I'm going to go for dinner on Saturday evening. Lovely. And then on Sunday, did I tell you I'm going to Boys Life?
No.
This is the Keith Duffy, Brian McFadden gig. Oh. Now, first of all, in my defence, my friend had got tickets and asked me to go with her.
Yeah.
But like, let's be honest, I'd have gone anyway. I've no shame telling people. I was kind of dying to go, actually.
So they sing the songs from Westlife and Boyzone?
Yeah, okay. Sure, it couldn't be better. It's kind of like my dream gig.
Yeah, even though they weren't...
I love a ball.
They weren't the lead singers, but they're singing the songs from it.
Yeah.
So that'd be interesting. Where's it on?
Olympia,
I think.
Yeah, Sunday night.
Okay, I'm dying to hear how that goes because, I mean, obviously they have years of experience, in fairness.
And it's a bit of
nostalgia.
Tunes. Great tunes, yeah, and I love that. Anyway, right.
Well, we're talking about parking rather than driving, but there's not many songs about parking.
Right.
So we're going to Wicklow for our first story because it's to do with parking and everyone is obsessed with parking, whether it's the cost of it or the availability or if there's free parking somewhere. So this story will be of interest to everyone, particularly though people in Bray, because the Bray people tells us that customers of the Bray Central car park are warning other drivers to be vigilant after incidents of overcharging errors in the last few months. So there's definitely a problem with the machine, it would seem. The most recent error, someone went onto social media to tell everyone about it. One shopper on the 3rd of January parked their car for 40 minutes and the charge was €425. Now, they'd gone to tap the card.
Insane.
And when they were asked to insert their card at the ticket machine, because you can't just tap
€425,
they took a closer look at the amount on the screen and were shocked. Now, they called for assistance and eventually got out of the car park. However, not the first case of it. Another shopper says they've been asked to pay €250 for less than an hour's stay.
That's insane.
Someone else posted a photo of the ticket machine, which wanted €261 for a short stay. And there were other posts by users as well, claiming they'd been asked to cover an 11-day stay at a cost of €365 and someone else was charged €270. Clearly a glitch with the machine. Now, the paper tried to contact the owners of Bray Central Car Park. There wasn't a reply at the time of publication, but the message is just be careful and be aware of it, because this is a lesson for everybody. Just check what you're paying for and check the
amount. Absolutely. Last time I was dancing to that tune was at our Christmas party because Mark McCabe DJ'd at it. Yeah. Unbelievable, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's the moment of the whole night when he's playing that song.
Oh my God, you were in the thick of it.
Well, not in nightclubs, it would seem, because this is quite a depressing story. Even if I think of Nace there, and when I was growing up, there were probably four nightclubs, and now there's one, but it's just the complete wipeout of nightclubs around the country. It's a fall in the number of nightclubs, because the number of nightclubs have fallen by 84%
since the year
2000. This is research from Give Us the Night, which found that we just have 83 nightclubs in Ireland, and back in 2000, there were 522.
It's unbelievable. Like,
and the group reminds us that years ago there were dance halls back in the day, some of which the state even paid for, and you think of how big that scene was, to now we just have 83 specialist nighttime dance venues. They're nightclubs. Now, we're not talking late bars here. These are nightclubs. They're called specialist nighttime dance venues. 83 across the entire country. 9 counties just have one nightclub. And what really surprised me, everyone goes to Kilkenny for hens and stags and things like that. There's not one nightclub in all of Kilkenny.
No, anytime I've been to Kilkenny for a night out or whatever, or a hen party, but they do have a lot of late bars in Kilkenny.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think there's a big shift towards that.
Yeah, but it's just interesting because we're talking about opening nightclubs until 6 a.m. And Helen McEntee was working on that. Leo Varadkar was putting pressure to get that done. But now if you've only 83 nightclubs, I don't know how many of them will be able to stay open till 6 a.m.
Staff in it too.
Interesting to see. You certainly don't hear of new nightclub venues being set up, unfortunately.
There's always a story for my home county.
Pinta Guinness at the hall?
Pinta Guinness.
Pinta Guinness. To Mass New Auric. That's New York.
Well, you know how much I love telling you about American tourists telling us how great we are.
Yeah.
So this is another one.
You always have American tourists somewhere.
This is a 34-year-old man from New Jersey who's shown a global audience that the spoken Irish language isn't so difficult after all to learn, apparently. Despite years of the education system and people don't have a sentence to say, he's proven it's actually easy to do.
There you go.
RTÉ had this report about Ariel Smith, who's a polyglot. That's a person who speaks a lot of languages. He's studied over 40 languages and he wanted to learn Irish. Now, he's huge on YouTube. I've never heard of him.
No.
6.4 million subscribers. And he features videos of surprising locals in countries around the world with his language abilities. And his recent visit to Donegal, the Donegal Gaeltacht, has been viewed already over 1.3 million times on his YouTube channel.
Brilliant publicity.
So, absolutely. So he decided he wanted to learn Irish. He tracked down Seamus from the Donegal Gaeltacht, who owns the website walkingdonegal.net. And they spent 10 nights online on Zoom learning Irish, and soon Ariel decided it was time to come over to Ireland and put his Irish to the test. So he went to the Batch Cafe and Restaurant in Alfalcarrock in Donegal.
I've heard of it, but I haven't been.
Yes, okay.
So I've been to Falcara, but not to the Batch Cafe, I should say.
He went in there with Seamus, and he was well able to order a pot of tea in Irish. He said, pot of Taylor the Hull, as well as other useful and common phrases. He also said potate le sucre, wanted a bit of sugar with it too. And he was served by local woman Breed Barrett, who said that Mr. Smith was very nice and spoke good Irish for an American.
That's fantastic, yeah. For an American, I know it.
He also focused on just doing simple phrases like ordering food, asking for a pint of Guinness in a pub, or going to a cafe. And in fairness, he's able to speak things like Mandarin, Cantonese and Spanish. I know I'm a bit cynical about this story, but he probably has done more for Irish language progression than years of the education system. Because, I mean, even that ordering a pot of tea in Irish, I'd struggle to think of the words. I can ask you how to go to the toilet.
No, I'm actually embarrassed that my Irish is so bad.
Yeah.
And people think because I'm from Donegal that I have good Irish. Now, I live nowhere near the Gaeltacht areas at all. But people do tend to think that, you know, you would have good Irish.
Yeah. And we've done years and years and years of learning Irish in the education system. And if you asked me to go into a cafe and say,
I know, I'd like it better.
I wouldn't know how to do it. All I can do is ask how to go to the bathroom.
Well, plenty of people are able to ask for our next item on the agenda today. We were talking about the price of a pint. Diageo pints going up here on Lunchtime Live earlier this week. They're up again 6 cent. You have found, well, you believe to have found the cheapest Guinness in Ireland.
Yes, it's a Galway pub selling their creamy pint of Guinness. Now, up until recently, they were charging £3.90, which is incredibly cheap.
That's very good for a pint,
now,
isn't it?
It's £4.20. We're talking here.
That's still,
about,
sorry, I mean,
a bargain.
Well, it's you're going to struggle to find cheaper than that, I would think.
Well, apparently, it is the cheapest pint.
Happy to be corrected than that.
It's Johnny O'Loughlin's. And Colin Redmond is from the bar, and he says he's criticising Diageo for the price hike. He says they should be able to absorb the 6 cent cost. But anyway, they're now charging €4.20 for a pint. Other cheap pints, by the way, the Owl Triangle in Dublin charges €4.50.
Right.
Pa Healy's in Cork.
Sorry, in Dublin.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah. Pa Healy's in Cork charges €4.50. And then we have Helen's Bar in Kerry, which charges €4.40. So at the moment, it looks like Johnny O'Loughlin's is the cheapest at €4.20. But if you're to buy a pint of Guinness somewhere else in Dublin, what's it, €6-7?
Oh, yeah, definitely about €6, I'd say.
At least €6, if not €7.
Right, if you're a publican out there, if you are selling a pint of Guinness cheaper than €4.20, I want to know where you are in the country today. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Let us know if you are selling pints of Guinness for less than €4.20. Shane Beattie. Breakfast briefing. You'll be back Monday at 6.
Well, I'm not going to do dry January now with all the talk of pints. But anyway, thank you. Have a great weekend.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.